Freely Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, May 30th, 2013. We're almost into June here. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Manny is in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call into 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff in the news today. Stock market is up. Huge volume at the open. Shoving it up. European markets started low, then middle of the day, huge upshove. They ended in the green. Asian markets, completely different story. They continue to get hammered, especially the Nikkei in Japan. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to hold that together very much longer. Now, turning to Triplegate, or I guess it's up to Quintgate now, because Fast and Furious is coming back to haunt Obama with Benghazi Gate, which is the big one. IRS gate, DOJ gate, EPA gate, it's all starting to engulf him, which is why he's in this panic to cause some kind of a distraction, a war, let's nuke somebody, I don't care who anymore, nuke somebody, I need a media distraction. And apparently it's now coming out that the Internal Revenue Service timed the admission of these targetings of conservative groups to occur after the 2012 election. They couldn't keep it completely secret. It was starting to come out, so they were going to get ahead of the ball and admit it themselves. But they timed it to occur after the 2012 election so as to help Obama get elected. So this is clear politicalization of the decision-making over at the Internal Revenue Service. And again, we're into Nixon territory on this. Now, it's being reported that the latest emails that are being released to the congressional investigators absolutely confirm that this policy of targeting conservative groups and conservative organizations and political dissidents, the decision-making went all the way into Washington, D.C., and the White House staff was aware of it. Obama is still trying to pretend he had no idea what his people were doing. So this is known as the I'm totally stupid defense. And Nixon tried the same thing. I found out about it from the media, the same as everybody else. I accept the responsibility, but none of the blame. And it's amazing how much Obama's response to these scandals mirrors that of Richard Nixon, especially when you consider that it didn't work for Richard Nixon. He had to leave office. So Judge Napolitano was out there making the obvious comment about how this IRS and federal police and Department of Justice are just out there trying to chill these rallies, whether it's Tea Party or Occupy or any of these groups. They're trying to just intimidate them. It's a campaign of political intimidation. And that is not how democracy is supposed to work. That's not how a republic is supposed to work. That's dictatorship. When you use the instruments of government, which technically are the property of the people, for your own political gain. Now, the good news is the American Center for Law and Justice has already filed a major lawsuit on behalf of 25 conservative organizations in federal court against the Internal Revenue Service and Attorney General Holder. This could very easily go class action. And if it does, I think anybody who is out there who has been harassed and intimidated by the Internal Revenue Service ought to sign on to it. Try and work within the system one last time to correct these abuses. Of course, the downside is there were efforts to correct the abuses following Richard Nixon's misuse of the IRS. And obviously, here we are all these years later, and presidents still feel they have the right, if not the legal authority, to use these instruments of government for their own gain here. Now, speaking of the Internal Revenue Service, some interesting numbers have come out. Got to take a break for commercials. When they come back, I want to talk to you about these tax loopholes for the wealthy and how much they really cost the nation. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is now reporting that the former commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service was visiting the Obama White House every 9 days, all during the period this targeting of conservative groups, Tea Party, Occupy, was going on. When you contrast that with the Bush administration, where the IRS commissioner hardly ever got invited to the White House, again, it shows clear lines of communication, motive, opportunity, means, and we're back to that old question. What did the president know, and when did he know it? And we should not buy this I am stupid defense by Barack Obama, where he's out there saying he only heard about it from the media the same time as we did. It's supposed to be his job to manage the instruments of the federal government. His job is to execute the will of the Congress. That's why it's called the executive branch. And Obama getting up there and saying, hey, I'm clueless, does not get him off the hook. He is supposed to know. So whether complicit or incompetent, he deserves to get pink slipped. Either way, it's not going to get him off the hook to say, I have no idea what's going on. Now, According to the Congressional Budget Office, these notorious tax loopholes for the 1% have cost the United States economy $12 trillion over the last decade. That's actually more money than is being spent on all the wars. And so it's, again, this is a classic fascist pattern. The tax burden is shoved onto the middle and lower classes. The rich get richer, and you're asked to pay for all the wars that are going to make them even more money. Such a deal. Now, the FBI is still pushing for their new guaranteed wiretap plan. They want internet service providers and software providers to build in backdoors for government surveillance into all of everything that you're doing. And by the way, this is nothing new. Microsoft, years back, inadvertently released a beta version of their operating system to beta testers that still had what's called a symbol table embedded in the code, which is used for development. And people examining the symbol table in the executable discovered that there was a backdoor for the National Security Agency built into Microsoft's encryption infrastructure. And that's not the first time either. There was a huge scandal in Europe with a company called Crypto AG, which was selling a modern, updated version of the German Enigma machine. And their CEO was bribed by the NSA, huge amount of money, to put a backdoor inside their machines so the traffic could be read. At the end of World War II, the U.S. government and Britain made presents of captured German Enigma machines to all of their friends and allies, not telling them that they already knew how to read the messages off of those. Remember the data encryption standard? It included an innocuous little piece of data called the work reduction packet, which turned out to be your encryption key re-encrypted with the key that only the NSA had. So they didn't even have to try and decode the message. They'd take out that packet, look at your key, they had your message right there in the clear. Remember the Clipper chip? Remember key escrow, where they were going to have these huge, robust keys that were broken into two parts, and one agency would get one half of the key, and another agency would get the other half of the key, and both agencies would need a warrant to release the key. And it was all supposed to keep them on the up and up. And, of course, the dirty little secret there is if you had one half of the key, you could derive the other half of the key quite easily. So it's all about keeping the doors open on your communication. And here is the problem. You know there are all these cyber criminals who are out there that are basically left unmolested by the government because computer security is a big business and you will buy your anti-wizzo whatever for your computer to keep you safe from all the porn purveyors. And you know those cyber criminals will figure out these back doors the FBI wants to mandate into internet service providers, browsers, email clients, and they will use them against you. So this new FBI wiretapping plan basically amounts to you have to prop the door open on your house so the FBI can come in and peek at your mail anytime they want to. And there's no guarantee that after the FBI comes and goes, there won't be somebody else coming in to peek at your private stuff with more nefarious intent. And nobody wants to address that issue. Every time, in fact, I'll give you another example. There was a time before where the FBI put out a piece of spyware called Magic Lantern that was installed on people's computers to loot their emails for the FBI to spy on. And computer criminals started crafting their malware to look like the Magic Lantern when it was scanned by the various antivirus software that was commercially available on the market. And I remember there was one of the spyware makers, and I can't remember which one it was, basically admitted, yeah, we ignore the FBI's Magic Lantern virus if we find it on your machine. Then they turned around and said, oh, no, we're not doing that. Really, no, we're not doing that. Because it was hugely damaging. But this is the way the government likes to operate. They don't care if you become the victim of cybercrime, as long as in their extreme paranoia of the American people, they can peek over their shoulder at everything that you're doing. Whether it's sharing cookie recipes with your relatives, sharing pictures of your brand new nephew with people who really don't want to look at it anyway because they've had 5,000 baby pictures emailed to them already this year. The government is paranoid. The government is afraid of you. And they don't care if their desire to have a window on your life opens you up to be the victim of more crime. Because you'll go out and you'll buy more antivirus software and security software, and that'll stimulate the economy. Instead of the broken window analogy, it's the broken computer analogy. Anyway. Now, Eric Holder is trying to get this scandal over the Department of Justice spying on the corporate media with a series of meetings. And they're closed door off the record. And because of that, several U.S. media organizations are saying, we're not going to show up. We're not going to show up into a locked room where we can't say what we hear and have you threaten us or something like that. If you want a meeting with us to explain what's going on, it has to be on the record. So at a time when Obama most needed the corporate media as his loyal servant, he has succeeded in seriously angering them. And that's a good thing. Corporate media ought to be adversarial to the government. That's their traditional role, to be adversarial. Now, getting on to Benghazi, have you noticed with all the corporate media coverage about IRS gate and DOJ gate, Benghazi is kind of fading away a little bit. Remember what I was telling you the other day about the great secret versus the little secrets? There are little secrets that you can use to tarnish the opposing party, tarnish the opposing candidate, carry out your little political warfare inside Washington, D.C. And then there are the great secrets that are so bad and so evil and so black they could bring the whole government down, and nobody talks about those. Like the reason for the Watergate burglary. Nobody wanted that talked about. That's why Nixon had to resign. Didn't dare let those questions get asked. Even Nixon's worst enemies were working to protect that secret, because they didn't want to lose the free ride they've got there in Sodom on the Potomac here. And in the current context, Benghazi is the great secret. And I'm not the only one who's saying so, because we're hearing now, and this is being reported in the corporate media, the Republic National Committee is seeking more documents on Benghazi. And they are specifically asking for emails and documents and communication between the U.S. State Department and President Obama's re-election campaign. In other words, the Republican National Committee, is thinking exactly the same thing I have been thinking. This was a staged event to help Obama's re-election chances. And that's what they're digging out the evidence on right now. Now, they won't make it public because they don't want the government to come down, because they're still making a lot of money off of it. What they may use is to blackmail the Democratic Party as a whole into throwing the 2016 race. And with an open door to the White House like that, I can understand why John McCain is over there in Syria right now, grandstanding and keeping his name in the media. And even more frightening, this may explain why Michelle Bachmann is not going to run for her congressional office anymore. Can you picture in 2016 a McCain-Bachmann ticket? Could very well happen. Could very well happen. This is just speculation on my part, but I'll bet you somebody somewhere is thinking about that. Now, everybody's making a big stink about all these new high-tech weapons that are being brought into Syria by Russia. And the latest word is they're already there. They are already there, and Assad has announced it, and Israel's very unhappy about it. And over in the Knesset, Tzaki Hanegbi is warning that these S-300 missiles in Syria could bring about a war. And this reveals something very bizarre about the Israeli mindset, because Israel's been bombing Syria left and right. Lebanon, too. That's not supposed to be a big deal. But Syria arming itself to defend against more Israel bombings, that could lead to war. I wonder if the Knesset is like on drugs. Are they maybe all on SSRIs? Is this why their decision making is so completely bogus? I'm going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. The piper, when all the money's gone, replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's going on down in Syria with Russia having already started to deliver the advanced S-300 missile air defense system. And you need to remember, these are not offensive rockets. They are not surface-to-surface, fling across the border into other people's countries. It is an air defense system, roughly equivalent to the U.S. Patriot missile system. Supposedly, it's a little more effective. And Israel was screaming, we're going to shoot down the transport planes, we're going to sink the ships. Too late. They're already there on the ground. And Israel's now saying, we will prevent the missile systems from operating. This is an implied threat over Israel's very sophisticated, acknowledged electronic warfare system. And the Russians are coming out and saying, well, the reality is they've never actually had a chance to try out against the S-300 in war, so it's anybody's guess what's going to happen should it come to open conflict. But we have this situation where Israel is literally starting to threaten Russia. And, of course, we understand why Israel feels comfortable doing that. If Russia starts to say, all right, we're going to slap Israel down, Israel's going to run to the United States government and say, you've got to throw your children into the fray because our Israeli children are really too precious. We're hearing the same thing out of the plans to invade Iran, where we have a consensus among Israeli leaders and various parasitic sycophants that it would be better for the United States to invade Iran. Yeah, from Israel's point of view, it would be better. Let's just use up those American kids. They're not worth anything anyway. Now, apparently, Russia's Pacific Fleet has now entered the Mediterranean. So there is a lot of hardware in the eastern Mediterranean off the coast of Syria. Russia is continuing to send a major, major, unequivocal message that these wars of conquest, the dollarification of the resource-rich areas of the world, has gone on as far as Russia is going to let it go. This is a very credible threat. It's a credible deterrent. My hat is off to Putin. He's the only one acting like an adult in this situation. He's trying to keep it all calmed down. So, anyway. Now, the United States yesterday started talking about establishing a no-fly zone over Syria. This is an act of war, by the way. There is no legal mandate. The United Nations can't go in and say, we're going to change the rules of your country. Countries are still sovereign. And so this no-fly zone, it's basically a euphemism for taking control of another nation's sovereign airspace. To tell that nation, this plane can go flying off to where it's going, but these planes can't. And we know what happens when the United States declares a no-fly zone. It is a prelude to an invasion. It's basically keeping the skies free of Syrian warplanes so Israeli and U.S. warplanes can just go in and bomb whatever they want and skedaddle back out and laugh themselves silly over how easy it all is. Now, Hezbollah fighters are coming into Syria from Lebanon, and they are joining Assad's forces. And apparently they've already scored a major victory in the town of Qusair. And they've gone in and they've taken control of this town and they've kicked these hired mercenaries out. And the hired mercenaries are saying, Hezbollah is invading Syria. No, Hezbollah is coming to the aid of Syria. It's the hired mercenaries who were invading Syria. And it shows you how completely through the looking glass all this propaganda is, where these hired mercenaries, the Free Syria Army, 95% of them are not Syrian, and they're still trying to pose and posture that they represent the people and the welfare of the nation of Syria. And they absolutely do not. Now, getting on to this issue of chemical weapons, you've been hearing Israel and the United States scream that Assad has chemical weapons. We know it. We don't care what the United Nations found. We don't care that there's no evidence. We looked into Miss Cleo's crystal ball, and it's in the swirling smoke and fog. We saw Assad sitting in his home personally building chemical weapons. We know they're there. Same crap that we're giving us about Saddam Hussein. Now, Turkey raided a safe house being used by some of these Al-Nusra Front, which is supposed to be the group that is currently in charge of this ragtag hired mercenary army. And what they do is they'll go into Syria, carry out an attack, go back into Turkey, and sort of hide out for a while. And Turkey raided one of their safe houses because of a link to some bombings that happened within Turkey itself, and they found sarin gas. This confirms that the only chemical weapons in Syria right now are in the hands of the hired mercenary army. Turkey says they have no idea how these al-Nusra mercenaries got the sarin gas. I'll bet we can all guess. We know the United States was openly talking months ago about staging a fake chemical weapons attack to blame on Assad. Looks like Turkey stumbled over the resource they were going to use for that. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and shrink.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about what's going on over in the Middle East here. Jordan is apparently starting to hold their own military drills to prepare for a possible intervention in Syria. They're all ganging up. And apparently they're organizing something like 15,000 soldiers from 18 different countries to take part in Eager Lion 2013. So this is going to be an exercise for troops from Britain, Bahrain, Canada, Czech Republic. Israel will not take part in the drill. They're going to stand off to one side in their little short skirt and their pom-pom going, go, kill, go, kill, go, kill. But they're going to continue their red line policy against arms shipments to Hezbollah. Well, too late there. As I mentioned earlier, the Free Syria Army is now crying that Hezbollah fighters are invading Syria. No, they're not. They're coming to Syria's aid. Now, as I mentioned before, Israel and U.S. generals draw up theoretical scenario for attack on Iran. This is being reported in a number of outlets here, and basically it all comes down to the same thing. They have concluded it is preferable that America invade Iran rather than Israel. because after all, those Israeli children are far too precious and special to risk in a war of invasion. That's what the Americans are for. We're going to use the Americans for the invasion. Canada is showing its ire for Iran. They're freezing all trade with Iran. This is a major, major setback for Iran, because I don't know where they're going to go for hockey sticks and maple sugar now. Meanwhile, over in the occupied West Bank, there is an escalating campaign of arson committed by the Jewish settlers against the Palestinian villages. And it's becoming more and more intense, because apparently when the fire department shows up to try and put the fire out, they are being blockaded by the Israeli occupation forces. So the campaign against the Palestinians also continues to escalate, and the United Nations sits there doing absolutely nothing about it. There's an interesting article that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com, The Seven Truths Inconvenient to U.S. Foreign Policy. I'm going to read you just one example from that, and I encourage you to go and look at this story here. And I remember when this actually hit the media, and I was doing a, oh, come on now, in response to it. This is when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, when they were trying to justify going into Libya to smash its golden R, to crush its state central bank, force the private central bank on them, get rid of that pesky gold dinar that everybody was so enthusiastic about, and of course to kill Gaddafi himself. And one of the pieces of propaganda they put out there was that Gaddafi was encouraging his Libyan soldiers to go on a campaign of rape against women and girls and dogs and sheep and whoever else, even to the point where Hillary Clinton was actually telling the corporate media that Gaddafi was issuing Viagra to his troops so they could rape more. And the corporate media just reported it as news. Didn't ask any questions, didn't double check. Amnesty International went in there and said it's nonsense. It's complete, utter nonsense. They were unable to locate any victims of a so-called official Libyan government rape campaign. They couldn't even find anybody who claimed to know a victim of this. And if you go and read this article about these seven truths, it's just a reminder. Everything that you are getting from the government and the corporate media in favor of war and conquest, it is outright lie. Remember what Senator Hiram Johnson said. Truth is the first casualty of war. Going to go to the phones here. We've got Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call, Michael. I love your show. You're very informative. I got a question for you that my mother just asked me this yesterday. She was at her senior club and talking to a couple of the other seniors, and they said they got something in the mail from the IRS asking them specific questions about their religious beliefs and things like that. Have you ever heard of anything like this? I just heard it yesterday.
I have never heard anything like that. And I can't even imagine why the Internal Revenue Service would be asking questions like that, unless this senior club was applying for a 501c3 status.
I don't believe they would be applying for a 501c3 status. From what I've gathered from her, the only thing I could think of is it makes the targeting of certain individuals in this country a little bit easier after you're hearing what's going on with the military and Christianity and everything like that.
Well, again, because of the First Amendment, we're not supposed to have an official state religion. And, yeah, that's very bizarre. Is there a way that you could get me an actual copy of one of these letters? I'd like to look at it and post it online, because it does ask a very serious question. What business is it of the IRS what your religion is, or if you have no religion? It's very, very alarming if this is true.
Mike, I said the same thing to my mother. What the heck business is it of theirs to ask you anything like that? And she couldn't answer that. And she says, well, this is what the other ladies and men at the senior center were saying that they recently got. And I says, well, let me know when you get one, because I'd like to have a copy of it. And I'll send you one if I can get one.
Yeah, if you get a copy, just scan it and send it to me. That's very, very alarming. We understand that with this current IRS scandal, with regard to the various conservative groups, the IRS was asking very inappropriate probing questions, even down to, you know, grilling people about the interns who work for them and what their political views were. This is completely inappropriate for the IRS to be asking at this point.
Anybody to be asking, to be honestly, you know, but like I said, I just heard this yesterday, and my mother is 89 years old, but she's got her full wits about her and everything, still drives and still does her own banking and grocery shopping and cooking and everything else like that. She's very independent, so I know she's not flipping her lid telling me this stuff. So, no, but I figured I'd run it by you, because if anybody knew, I thought you would. So, yeah.
This is the first I've heard of it. Yeah, this is the first I've heard of it, but if you get a copy of that actual letter from the IRS asking for people's religious affiliations, I mean, in theory, that would be more along the lines of the Census Bureau, but under the Constitution, the Census Bureau isn't even supposed to ask your religion. It's there to simply enumerate the population for the drawing of congressional districts, and that's its entire constitutional mandate.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for taking my call. Love your show.
All right. Thank you very much there. Now, I want to get back on down to this very ugly incident that happened down in Florida, where a friend of accused Boston bomber Tamron Tsarnaev was being interviewed by the FBI. He was interviewed a couple of times. Nothing went wrong. Then the FBI went back to interview him again at midnight. Guy's name was Ibrahim Todashev. Now, the FBI's original story was that he was on the verge of confessing involvement with this triple drug murder and naming Tamron Tsarnaev as involved in this murder as well, which, of course, would go a long way to demonizing Tamron Tsarnaev so that people stopped looking for all the inconsistencies in the Boston bombing. Well, now it's come out that this Ibrahim Todashev did not have a knife. He was unarmed. There were other law enforcement people there at the time who were saying, no, there wasn't. The news story is that the FBI agent, but one of the two FBI agents had left the room. So it was just this Ibrahim and one FBI agent. And supposedly they were trying to get him to sign this confession, and Ibrahim tried to leave, apparently tripped over a table, and the FBI agent shot him. It has now come out. Not only was Ibrahim Todashev unarmed, he was shot 6 times, including a gunshot to the crown of his head. That's an execution shot. And looking at the photos, it looks to me like it was close to being a contact wound because of the removal of hair around the wound and the puffing up of the skin tissue from gun propellant. This guy was executed, and what it looks like to me happened is the FBI was going to coerce this guy and threaten him and browbeat him to sign this confession so they could name Tamron as a suspect in this drug murder to further demonize him in the public eye. Ibrahim refused to sign the confession. He tried to leave, and all of a sudden the FBI realizes this guy's going to leave. He's going to get out on that pesky internet and say the FBI was trying to force him to sign a false confession. And at that point, he could not be allowed to leave that room alive, and that's why he was shot 6 times, including a gunshot right to the top of his head, the crown of the head. Not the temple, not the back, not the side, not the kind of gunshot that you would actually inflict on somebody if you're in a fight for your life. They executed this guy. And the FBI is promising a full and thorough review of this incident, which will take many months, of course. But a lot of Islamic groups, and frankly, every single American citizen ought to be standing up and saying, okay, guys, what the heck is going on? Because we know the FBI loves conveniently dead people. In fact, before it came out that this guy was unarmed, and before it came out he'd been shot 6 times, including the crown of the head, the FBI story is, oh yeah, he was on the verge of confessing. He was ready to sign that confession, and then all of a sudden he just went wacko and we had to kill him. That doesn't make any sense at all. Remember Bruce Ivins? Following 9/11, there were these anthrax letters that were sent to members of Congress and members of media, and the members of Congress were all terrorized by this anthrax into passing the USA Patriot Act without actually even reading what was in there. And they were sent in letters that were written to look like they'd come from semi-literate Arab Muslims saying, Allah, death to America, and the rest of it. Then it turned out the anthrax was a weaponized strain from the U.S. government's own biological warfare labs. And then they went out and said, well, who sent the anthrax letters? And they went after Dr. Stephen Hatfield. They made his life a living heck, absolutely destroyed him. Then they went after Dr. Ayad Assam. And then they were going after Bruce Ivins. And then Bruce Ivins was suicided. And at that point, the FBI said, oh, yeah, this was the guilty guy. He's dead and gone. We can't ask him questions, and he can't speak in his own defense. Yes, he is to blame. Case closed. No more questions. If you're a loyal American, you will believe the people we tell you are guilty, because if you don't, the terrorists will win. Meanwhile, of course, the actual security system at the lab, where that, sorry about that, I didn't have that turned off. There we are. The security system at that U.S. government biowarfare lab where that strain of anthrax was being kept did catch somebody breaking into that lab without the proper authorization, Dr. Philip Zack. But we don't need to investigate Dr. Philip Zack. And by the way, Dr. Philip Zack had been caught up in an altercation with this Dr. Ayam Assad in an attempt to defame him for all kinds of things. A racist ranting, called him the Camel Club. And Dr. Philip Zack lost his job because of this racially motivated attacking of Dr. Assad. But no, the FBI can't be bothered investigating him. We've got Stephen Hatfield to look at, and we've got Dr. Assad to look at, and we've got the conveniently dead Bruce Ivins to blame it all on. And now we have this tragedy down in Florida, which looks just like an execution. Gunshot into the crown of the head at close range. And the FBI saying, he attacked us with a knife. He was on the verge of confessing, but he attacked us with a knife. Oh, yeah, there wasn't really a knife. He was flinging himself at us. Well, no, maybe he was tripping over the table trying to leave. This thing is just getting worse and worse. Now, getting over to the Woolwich hoax terror attack. We now know there was no beheading. We know that photos and videos of the suspect were altered to make his hands look like they were covered in blood. They've now admitted there really wasn't a beheading at all. The victim died of multiple stab wounds. Now it's come out that the guy who carried out this attack had been tortured. Had been tortured at the request of British intelligence. Apparently, when he was living down in Kenya, this guy was subjected to systematic torture and abuse by Kenyan troops on behalf of Britain's security systems. They made this guy. Okay, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha,
Alex,
Mike.
Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, perfect. I just heard the previous caller speak about the IRS sending letters to people in the third stage of life, and that is effectively true. I actually have read two pieces of correspondence from someone that actually works with me, or for me. She's, I think, 82, 83. And she got a piece of correspondence where she was like, Alex, can you tell me why I'm having to answer these questions since you know so much about, you know, all the alternative information? And I'm like, well, this is the first time I've ever heard about this. But you call up the phone number, and they keep you on hold. And then they just say...
You mean the IRS's phone number?
Yes.
Yeah.
You call up the IRS and they keep you on hold, and then finally someone comes by and says, if you have a third party, like either doing a translation or because they can't hear well, then they won't talk to you. They'll tell you that you have to come in and see your representative with that person in order to get an explanation as to why why that information is necessary and being asked of you. But it pries very deeply. It asks you give any money, any contributions? Have you been asked for political contributions? And do you make political contributions in other countries, in other areas of political interest?
The only way that would be a legitimate question is if you are donating to tax-free charitable organizations and you're itemizing your deductions. But you would automatically put down the organization being donated to in your itemized list. And so I this is really not making a lot of sense.
No, it's not, Mike. But you know, before things happen, a lot of things are thrown in to confuse things. And the thing is, people need to realize that they're confusing the language, and they're confused. They're muddying the waters, like you say, so that there's no clear explanation. And when, you know, everything hits the fan, like it's going to, there's no real direction anyone can go into, and people, and later on, people won't know who to trust. You know, and you know.
Oh, okay, well, we got to take a break for commercials, Alex. I mean, I need to see one of these letters to know that it is from the IRS and is not the American Community Survey from the Census Department, which would make a lot more sense. We got to take a break for commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the crow. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a quick program note, I'm going to be taking over the microphone for John Stadmiller for his show following my own. So you want to stick around and call in, I'm going to be reporting a lot of the same stories, but I got a few more bits and stuff left over that we'll get into during that 2 hours there. Also, a reminder, of course, that Republic Broadcasting is still having their fundraising drive. John has this 1,000 ounce of silver drive, but you don't have to donate silver. You can donate cash, checks, box tops, coupons, whatever. Every little bit helps. And if everybody listening to this broadcast would send in just $5, RBN would be funded. Go out, get more on-air affiliates, go back on shortwave, just all of this stuff to reach the audience. Because of QuintGate, Americans who have been willfully blind and bamboozled up to now are starting to ask really important questions. And it's right now, it's very important for Republic Broadcasting to be able to reach those Americans and give them the answers they need to have to make their good choices. So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button there. If you go under contacts, you can get the postal address. You can call up the phone number there and pledge your donation. And every little bit will help. Every little bit is needed. There is no such thing as too small a donation. We don't get huge corporate funding. We don't have big advertisers that support us for our political views. We don't get checks with lots of zeros in them from shadowy non-governmental organizations. We're out here for the people, and we do need the help of the people to keep going. Right now, the warmongers, they're spending millions of dollars to sell you more war. And you got to ask yourself, how much are you willing to spend to call it off? That's all we're saying here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the economy right now. We're seeing this article over at Investment Watch blog that the fiscal pact is dead and the end of the European Union has begun. And what the article is basically talking about is that everything the European Union has done to save the European Union from collapse has failed utterly. And we know why. They won't actually acknowledge what the real problem is. The private central bank issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest, which by design produces more debt than money with which to pay that debt. But none of the politicians will look at that. They won't acknowledge it. And that means everything they are doing is doomed to fail. It's just a media opportunity. And I've often described Europe as this large boat sitting in the water, and there are 17 holes in the bottom of the boat, but there are only 16 corks. And everything that the European politicians are doing amounts to grabbing a cork out from one hole, pounding it into the other in full view of the press camera, saying, I'm working on the problem. But the water still comes in, and Europe is still sinking. So, yeah, it's failing. And they can't stop it until they're willing to get rid of that private bank. We'll be right back.